earlier. One thing that it wants to make possible is the ability to, let's say that you're watching BB's Dance, and then you actually could add an archive or a commentary onto BB's Dance explaining how moments in her dance influenced your own work, and then tie that also perhaps to a video of your own dance. In order for that to be possible, though, it needs... The creators of the individual objects need to open them up in unexpected ways. Is that something that is generally scary to people, or is that something that's generally, I mean, you wouldn't feel any problem with that. So you see what I'm saying? So Bibi puts up a video, and then she annotates it herself with her own commentary and ties that in. But the video stands at a particular web address or something like that. And maybe this web address is protected in some way, maybe it's not. But for those that have access to it, they too could add a series of links and commentary or motion captured things or computer game or something like that, layer that on top of it. It's not, in no way is damages or changes the original object. It's just that this new associated information exists alongside of it, right?
What do you mean layer on top of?
So there would be some way in which you say at time 5 seconds, I want to say this part of BB's dance changed my life forever. And then at, 30 seconds in, you want to say, I actually forgot that she did this. Yeah. So you essentially just put your video up and you allow it to be annotated in some way.
I don't necessarily find it scary to give people access to the video or to invite their commentary. So that's fine. But I would say that this very micro way of looking is not the most preferable way to have artists articulate their connections to my work. So, I think of my work more as a body of work and stuff that's evolving over time, and I would love to know how the evolution of that is related to other people's own journeys, but not in terms of like, oh, and at minute 5 you dropped this thing and then that made me think blah blah blah. Like that's not as interesting information to me.
Okay, so the linking has to be, I guess, supple enough to allow for very, very specific connections, but also for very general sorts of this body of, or this dance, really, something about this dance inspired.
Or this 5 years.
Oh, yeah, okay, right, yeah. Okay.
Because you don't want to limit other people's perception.
No.
So it's kind of, it could be prone, it could be really bad effect. If you give, sort of unimportant information, people can get stuck with it,
Right.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, sure.
It's not about archive, but I just realized when I was listening to you, so because of CCR, that I was asked, and this wasn't my idea, somebody else told me, oh, Ekwan Dukuma are doing this installation 4 weeks, 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, for 4 weeks in a local. Why don't you teach a course? Making the subject is your work called Naked. And, I needed extra cash, and I thought I had time, and I'm like, I'm there for 6 hours a day, I have a little bit of time. I said, sure. And then it really kind of made me to think, what do I do? And they kind of asked, what kind of reading material do you need? And I didn't really have a quick answer, and I had to really think about it. And so I now had 3 classes, so I half of my classes actually is all the activities, and they have to come 3 times, 4 times. That's not my point. I am not archiving this. But it did make me think about it. Sometimes I need that kind of time to think about, because what I got when I was a child, it's already in me. I don't need to take it out to show it to the people, except when I'm asked. It gets to me thinking.
Well, this is a great example, right, of what the choice to document or archive that experience is.
Right.
We could have a camera in the gallery and we could interview students. But the real story actually starts back in June when we had a conversation about you're at the Walker, CCR has a relationship with the University of Minnesota, we have a relationship with the Walker, we want to keep that relationship going. So the storytelling is not about the activities of the students, although that could be a choice. That would be a very traditional way of documenting the experience would be to actually do that. But
again, I'm totally with Jill. I don't want to get into the details, but
that's
I can just
I
created a syllabus which took me some thinking, so I can just put that syllabus into my web because then you can tell, oh, this is a book Echo chose. That's already enough for me. It's there for somebody who wants to see the linking.
Right. So David,
but they're talking
are you just
about
we'd like to
say that that's exactly right, and that's exactly right, and that's exactly right. And yes, each of us might have some variation on what we want to say about the archive, how personal it is, how detailed it is, how wide it is.
Right.
All of those things are part of what we need to clarify for ourselves and determine, as we're talking about this act of archiving, that it has about it certain things in common. It is about objects and history and text and pictures and whatever it's about, and it is about how you would like to have it pass into the public domain, in what form it will come into other people's hands, and how much you want to say or do about it. Mm-hmm. I have personally the desire to tell the story, but I have no desire to stop anybody from using anything in whatever way it seems useful to them when I'm gone. I am a lover of flea markets. I am a lover of dead people's things. I look at them, I combine them, I keep them around, I reimagine the circumstances surrounding them, and I don't mind my things going out that way as well.
You texted here, Benjamin, on rag picking, not collecting. I think the point again is that you can't control interpretation. If culture is a circulating mechanism, you give as much information and you want to inform people who want to. Tell them who you are and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we want people to know that. But then, what is the will? Where is the will to then re-embody? And why would one want to control that? You know, I would like my writing, for example, at the level of writing, to inspire other people to have other thoughts, not to get repeated. It's
mm-hmm.
annoying and embarrassing to be quoted. It's like, I want that to inspire people to write something else. So that's the payback.
The Miller Company is working on this process archive, and we're calling it Dance Fort, kind of like a
fort?
Technological
fort?
Dance Fort.
Fort.
Like a play space.
We don't get.
I think that even just trying to come up with a name that felt like play as opposed to museum was a struggle. But I think that the ultimate idea of trying to make this a living archive and accessible in different ways is a little, it's both really teeny and daunting at the same time. And I think just trying to figure out what's the swing between like how useful is it to other people's kinds of processes says a lot about what I think my process is. And so maybe even in trying to format something that is approachable from different points of view is ultimately about learning something about what process how does it operate? How does it live? What kind of a time frame? How specific? And I think that's I wonder, you know, even if there's a there, but maybe it's just kind of it's just the process toward that understanding is what we're really trying to isolate. It all seems possible and all seems huge.
I was going to say, it was a little bit before what Phoebe was saying, but just interested about who's going to see these and these archives, who's coming to them, and how much do we want to entice and invite and seduce? and like what materials are most useful for people coming without any particular personal knowledge of the work? And I know for me, not as an artist, but as a dance researcher, and I love dance research, but there's not, it's hard. I like good video. I know that it's not a comprehensive representation of it, but I really
believe in good quality video, mm-hmm. accompanied by annotation and story and some notes and things like that. So I guess I'm just saying that because I'm sensitive to the archivists in the room who are like, yeah, but what are the materials
yeah.
that we're trying to get here? And that I think that that's like, just because we have all this other technology and motion capture, and I still think that good quality video is important with our stories also.
That's actually similar to the conversation that we were just having. Because I think in some ways, when I think of the very practical thing, like you're like, well, can you have a one, you know, so I see the specificity. But then I think about something like YouTube, which gives you these options. So you watch this video. So first thing I want to see is a good video. Mm-hmm. Like that tends to be the thing that gets me started sometimes. And I'm just like clicking around. I just want to see what's going on. That's what I look at. And then it gives me all these options on the side that I can look at. Other keywords that it like will suggest things that, you know, I'm like, oh, that's X-rated. Don't want to watch that. Mm-hmm. You know, but and then there's the comment section, and you can say, do I want comments? Do I not want comments? I mean, I think it's very important that this idea of the individual artist, because, you know, you're going to want the reactions from the audience. I'm going to want you to tape it from here. I don't want to see the entire body. Like, that good video is video that the artist is interested in. It may include your language on top of it. Like, this is what I want you to see. And here's the other version. So, like, YouTube has some of these options that I think, or when I think about links, you know, there may be like, oh, if you click here, you can actually get the blog from the person who did such and such. And here are, you know, several other people who may or may be kind of doing similar work or may not, but you had this keyword, and so this came up.
Right.
So when I think of, oh, yes, you have to have things to archive, I do tend to think of, like, what is that good video that I actually had some control in creating? In terms of a voice. And then there's all these other things that can be added to it or not. And
right.
as a person who's researching, I can skip around, or I can, like, watch the 3-minute version, or I can watch the whole thing, or, you know, I feel like I also have some choices as a researcher.
Right. Yeah, I think we're coming up to the